The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
I have my five finalists for the Man Cave now in my hand. I'll announce that at the
end.
It
just got real.
You're right, Brady. This just got real.
Toledo's finally going to have a pop.
Yeah, we're going to get Toledo with Dad. Friday, the five finalists will compete to be Toledo's father. And the best part about winning that prize, you just leave when it's over.
Yep, with prizes.
Yeah, you leave with prizes and you're gone. You never have to talk to him again. We're going to crown Toledo's dad 2021. And just like the real one, once the contest is over, you'll never see him again. In fact, more chance he will see that winner more than
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. Like at a concert or something, and he's not going to be as scared to see him.
Daddy!
But it's going to be great. Well, games like Child Support, Have a Catch with Toledo, all sorts of stuff we're going to come up with for Toledo's Pick a Dad Day, the five finalists. No women won. Unless someone named Jesse is a woman. But we'll get to that.
Too bad Gutentag didn't make it in there.
Oh, Gutentag would make a great father.
Oh, yeah.
She would be the best dad he'd ever had. Because she's, you know, present. All right. We got ourselves a... Do you have a topic?
I think so.
What do you mean you think so?
I think so. We'll just roll with it. Nah, we'll go with it.
All right.
We'll go with it.
No help from Marcus as the Into the Pit host, Marcus Meng, is working from home today. Probably because there's no water in the building. Can't flush the toilets.
Yeah.
I got a office toilet full of urine that's just repulsive. That's going to start smelling soon. You got to flush that.
A lot of poo on hands.
No, oh, yeah. Just wait until... Couple of those KDKB guys go over there and start.
Oh, I'm leaving.
Dumping out last night's meal.
It is National Fudge Day.
You dump out last night's dinner, so to speak, from KDKB. What?
Never mind.
You guys are so phobic of something.
You're talking about stuff with a soft top on it?
Oh, yeah. How come his poo looks like it's been slimed?
Stop!
Topic.
Anyway,
now.
What's your topic, Brett?
Since we were talking about alien porn and everything else, let's go one step further and let's go with a song that would describe your sexual experience
with the alien. Oh, except for there's one like joke song called "Sex with an Alien."
Yeah, that's low hanging fruit.
That's band. Okay. Yeah. And Pantera, Metallica, those automatically up. Closer by Nine Inch Nails automatically.
No low hanging fruit.
So an alien. So, like, to woo or just, like, it's just a...
Just kind of the description of, you know, what you want to do.
Oh, all right. Glorious.
And it doesn't necessarily have to have the word alien in it. I mean, it could be a Luther Vandross song if that's what, you know. So, there you go, Brady.
So, you could sing a Luther Vandross. So, you're trying to woo the alien. You're trying
that's
to
how
it.
You want your
sexual kind of like
romance.
Your experience with the alien.
The whole experience has been encapsulated in this song.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. I got a couple of love songs that popped in my head that are hilarious, but I'm not going to do them. If you have any suggestions, Holmberg at 98kupd.com is where you can throw that. Also, text 97936.
And Facebook.
And Facebook, of course. You can throw those out there. And give us your suggestions, and we'll find out what our selections are in Rock Wars next.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?
It's time! This glorious Wednesday morning. And that's the time, not the temperature. It's 9:46. It's close, though. Good interchangeable 940-degree days. It's time for Rock Wars, brought to you by our friends at Trane. Get a great deal this spring on a new Trane heating and cooling system. At Trane, we test it so it runs. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer and learn more. It's hard to stop a train. I don't think they want that kind of indecision in their tagline. It's hard to stop a train. It's hard to stop a train. Thank you, train. The Rock Wars topic today, as set by Brett in the chair, we were talking about the aliens that are inevitably on their way, and that's what Putin and Biden had a little chat about towards the end today of their thing. Biden even was asked about it a week ago. You're going to talk about UFOs with Putin? And he walked away from the podium. I just got sent that clip. You're going to talk about UFOs when you meet with Putin? Gonzo. No words.
Because he's walking away. He's like, that's a great idea.
He kind of laughed. Oh, I got to write some notes down. I didn't even think of that.
He was trying to figure out how to spell UFO.
Yeah, maybe. Brett giving his opinion and revealing his side. Hates that Biden. Anyway, you got that going on. And so they're chatting UFOs. We were talking about it all week. I've been talking about it for years. Something's going on. They're easing the pain of the information that the aliens are on the way. There's no question about it. And now Russia and the United States talking about what are we going to do just in case. Fun. Well, we're all going to torch ourselves. And Brett said, what about making love to one? How about a little song about...
I said sex. I didn't say necessarily making love.
Brett, when I don't have sex, I make love. what about that? What about giving it to an alien when they land? Because that's something men think about.
Yeah.
Will I be the first human being to conquer alien poon? We think about it. Whether you like it or not, ladies, that goes through our mind. I bet you'd know one. So a song that kind of goes with that theme of lovemaking with the alien. Who would you like to go first?
I'm really interested to see what Brady came up with on this one.
I'm actually very curious about this.
Well, I want to make sweet, sweet love to my hot alien babe.
In the 80s?
So dirty. We're going to get into my spaceship, and we're going to take a ride 2 million miles in the sky. Yeah. Join that 2 million mile high club.
Yeah. Your sexy words.
And I'm
going to
take her on a ride, and we're going to land on the sex planet. Okay. R. Kelly, right. Sex planet.
Brady's sexy talk is beach sand to dryness. You're the kitty litter to a moist vagina. Come take a flight with me
out into space. R. Kelly is
sex planet. Yeah. All right. And you know,
well, how old are these aliens coming in?
Sex planet is hopefully like an alien school bus.
Well, they card them before they come in.
Depends on the rotation of their planet.
Right. I don't know what that means.
How long a day is.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, how many years versus our Earth years? Yeah. What's legal there to hear? R. Kelly don't care. He ain't asking for no ID.
They're old enough in the Milky Way.
All right. R. Kelly's headed to the sex planet. I'm kind of for that. Me?
Yes.
All right, unless you want to go.
No, go ahead.
I had a couple options here. I was going to go with Katy Perry's Extraterrestrial, but there's a lot of Kanye West in it.
Ugh.
Then I loved the idea of Tom Jones. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. And then I'm like, but I want to win. And I haven't picked a rock song in a long time. I would introduce myself, and I would let them know we mean business because my name is human. Highly suspect. Find out what human beings can do with 6.5 inches of power. Hello, my name is Human, and I came here from the stars. I love this song. Hello, my name is Human. Oh, the Highly Suspect. Last album, such a disappointment. A couple of good songs on it, but they got all poppy and weird. Damn fine song the first time through. My name is Human. Aliens. Bert?
All right, I kind of went along the same lines as you, but I'm looking at these aliens kind of like the green broads that Shat was nailing in Star Trek and Celeste from my stepmother's an alien.
She sucked the salt out of him.
That's right. That's right. Total respect for the alien.
She sucked the salt out of him?
Yeah.
Ooh,
wow, Bert.
Right. You missed that episode.
Well, yeah. Speaking of which, we're going to go with a song from Snot, My Balls, Your Chin.
Oh, man. Oh,
what?
So you're just going to rape?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting done with this. They invaded our planet.
That's right.
This is how you get it.
You're going to be turned into gel goo. So I'll hit you with that stick.
Great. Oh, I love this song. What if they don't have a chin?
Rest it on their nose. It don't matter.
What if their nose? This is totally different.
What is it? A flat face? Then
it's like a
an amoeba.
It's like in a portal or a colostomy.
I said it was like the broad that Shat was banging.
I got
and, you. Know, so yeah. there you
all go. Right. Look close enough. We need your hat.
All right.
All right. Toledo, here are the three names. Put it in the hat because John Gordon doesn't want to take responsibility for picking R. Kelly. Because I think that's what he wanted
that's
to do.
That's exactly what
he's
going
for.
We're
not going to let you do that. Is that why you said John goes,
I want to take a ride on the sex planet.
I want to pick from the hat today because I can't get off the sex planet. R. Kelly's sex planet.
Let John pick it. Let's let John pick. John Gordon will pick. John, before you pick, which would you have chosen?
Are you going to make him say anyway?
Yeah. You to pick me. My name is Human. God damn it. What are we drawing from a hat from?
Your guy over there asked. There you go. Let's go.
God, I hope we not taste to play our way.
The big reveal is it's Brett. God damn it!
Yes, ah! Yes.
Stupid chair keeps winning.
Larry needs to come into R. Kelly.
Yeah, we could have played R. Kelly to start Larry's show today, but you ruined that.
Sorry.
I'm all fine with My Name Is Human or Snot during our show, but Larry having to deal with 25 minutes of R. Kelly singing about sex with alien children. Because when it's sex with R. Kelly, it's illegal. All right, we'll go with that. Snot, My Balls, Your Chin. It's a great song.
So oh, yeah, love this. Great album, too. If you guys haven't heard that album.
I don't know that I've heard the album that well.
It's great all the way through. I love it. One of my favorite albums from the 90s,
really?
Actually. Yeah.
That's the Jesse.
That was Lynn Strait.
Oh, Lynn Strait. That's before. Oh, so he's the dead one, right?
Yep.
Okay, that's right.
One album's all they did.
And then Leach took Snot. Who's the singer?
That was Killswitch.
Killswitch. That's right. What am I confused?
Oh, Tommy Vex joined up with Snot for a minute and did like a tour. But
I just know that they tried to keep going and it just didn't pan out. But yeah, this song was great. I like this one. Yeah, Jesse, Leach was the one who did Killswitch and went back. And then it got all confusing. I don't know who's where anymore. Oh, those middling B bands that didn't ever pop. All right. You got this one ready, Toledo? Is it in your computer? Snot, My Balls, Your Chin. Welcome to our planet, aliens. At least I introduced myself. Brady just brought in a pedophile. Mine was the only one that actually had kind of
take
merit.
Him. This take him, terrible. Please.
We got one's going to rape the
this
other.
This is how
gonna...
you do it.
All right. Anyway, here you go. Here you go, everybody. It is Snot. My Balls, Your Chin.
My Balls, Your Chin! Just can't win a league, win, limbo, your chin.
right. Thank you very much, Snot. Glorious. Now I want to hear my song. I'm going to listen to Highly Suspect later. Somebody says, get a new Rock Wars intro. I heard Eric on there. And I think Eric's not erased from the show completely. He's just not allowed to show up anymore. That's all. I mean, big deal, right? That happens to a lot of people. You can't just ignore the fact the man was part of the show for a while. So you got to owe him royalties. Like, no, I don't. I owe him nothing. He can still be part of the Rock Wars intro. He was part of that. But if he shows up here, we got to call security. I mean, that's all. That's how that works. It is time now. Oh, by the way, Chris Paul has COVID. That's the breaking news I just got. He's got it. So thanks a lot, vaccine. What do you get, the Johnson & Johnson tomato paste?
But if he's vaccinated, he's not.
It should be like a two-day run, right? Then, and also you're not contagious.
Then I get a question, too, that whatever sources that were saying that he's vaccinated.
Well, you can still get it.
You can.
Completely. Like that, you get the flu shot, you can still get the flu.
Yeah.
But it just keeps you from dying from the stuff. It keeps you from being bad.
Asymptomatic as well, right?
Or you could have been that before. Yeah. The vaccine doesn't stop you from any of that. But it makes it so you're not going to have a bad case of it. It's a flu shot's the same thing. You get a flu shot, the hope is it just keeps you from dying from the flu. But the most recent news I've gotten, and I don't know how real that is either, because you never know what comes across this thing. Is that they say he does have the COVID-19. How did you do that? In today's, like, it's nobody gets it anymore. Might as well have gotten consumption.
Stay away from Old Town.
Yeah, yeah. And this is a lesson to the rest of the team.
Yeah.
No more banging. I know you guys are getting squished for the first time in a long while. The suns are hot, and you guys walk the
celebration
streets.
On Sunday.
Top of it all, they go anywhere right now, and they're getting ass thrown at them. Before, a couple years ago, ugliest campaign wanders into the W, and he probably gets kicked out. Oh, finally. There you go, Kenneth. Get it out of here. What?
Whoa, they're saying whoa.
Ooh-wee. There you go. That's right. Kenneth Copeland will get rid of this thing. If anybody can, it's him. Brady, it is time now for you to give us all the entertaining news. We call this the Entertainment Drill. It's brought to you by my friends over there at reactdefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense. And if you want to get involved in that thing or get somebody you love or maybe you're a wife or something
Father's
like
Day.
That, Father's Day's right here, and that would be a great thing. I mean, it's something that maybe he's been interested in, talked about or something like that, and you're like, hey, look, you talk about working out. You're bored with your workouts. You want something new. You want something exciting. You want something challenging. This is the one for you. If you're a father yourself and you're like, you know what? Do this. I'm going to do it for myself. Hop on board. And get involved in getting in the best shape of your life mighty darn quick. And if you've got kids, if you're a father, you have to have kids. I guess Toledo's dad doesn't, but I mean, he's still a father. He's just not.
Well, he will this Friday.
He's as much of a father figure as George Michael was. But so you can get your kids if they're going off to college and stuff. I highly encourage my friend who's sending his kid off to Texas. I'm going to get him in there. You never know what's going to happen down there. Lunatics and stuff, especially if you've got a girl heading off to college. Get her involved. It's a great Father's Day gift from a dad. To their kids, to prove you're a quality father and stuff like that. You want to have the workout of a lifetime, that's where you go, reactdefense.com. It will teach you things you will be thrilled to know. Fill that tool belt with all sorts of new knowledge and make yourself a little more confident and in a little bit better shape. Faster, smarter, whatever you want to do with it, you can become much better. I show people some of the drills that we do because I had a videotape one the other day. And they're like, you do this on a regular basis? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, and they act like it's... I'm like, it's nothing. Like, you'd learn this the first day. No kidding. I'm like, yeah, it's nothing. Brett went with me that one time.
Yeah.
Within 2 hours, Brett was a different animal when it came to hitting things and running and doing things and realizing, wow, my lungs are not in good shape. It's no joke. It's fun. Trust me. You're going to have fun doing it. Bray, let's get up there. We'll go together Friday. And we'll roll around together on the ground. And then we'll start training.
Play a little R. Kelly.
Sounds great.
And we'll play some R. Kelly and get you on my Sex Planet.
Finally hear that song.
I would like to I'd like to nickname you Sex Planet, if you don't mind. Because I'm caught in your gravitational pull, bitch. ReactDefense.com. Yeah, that's part of the endorsement. It's TacticalBlackVault.com, too. You got a lot of great ideas for Father's Day there as well. Phoenix, Glendale, Chandler, they got you surrounded. ReactDefense.com. Brady, entertain me.
While Jeff Bezos is preparing to launch himself into space.
Right.
His ex-wife, Mackenzie, just gave another $2.7 billion to various charities. That's on top of the $6 billion she gave away last year. Her whole deal is she's concerned about the concentration of wealth in the hands of the few.
Bull.
So she wants to give away majority of her wealth, which is $60 billion right now.
Yeah, bull. She's trying to make her husband look bad.
2.7. Still not at majority yet.
She's trying to make – she's trying to side with the people that hate her husband to make him – because she didn't ever hand out all their money when she was married to him. They gave to charity and stuff, but she was never on this podium screaming out, the wealth disparity is disgusting. Now that it's her, she's like, watch this. I'm going to make Bezos look like an asshole. She hates him, and she's trying to one-up him by giving all this money away and saying, look what an angel I am, and he never does it. He's shooting himself to the moon, and a special rocket should be built in his garage. It makes him look greedy, and it makes her look like an angel. That is such a passive-aggressive crap move, bitter old lady.
She's got a 4% stake in Amazon.
Bitter, divorced woman. That's what I'm seeing.
Selma Hayek has a pet owl named Caring, and I guess she's a rescue owl. She made it better. Selma Hayek can make a lot of things better.
Sure. The perch alone.
Yeah. But I guess Harry Styles was over at her house checking out the owl.
And it, that's what he was looking at.
Threw up on his head.
The owl did? Or yeah. Selma Hayek?
I'm so sorry, Harry Styles. I threw up on your head.
Yeah, it was one of those pellets, sugar, like the rat hair. The
watermelon sugar. Watermelon sugar.
So what's he doing over there? He likes old chicks. Isn't he boning?
Selma Hayek invited you over?
I'd go, but I mean, he's got an old girlfriend. So, I mean, he's Beckinsale's guy, isn't he?
Is he?
I think he's got an old lady. I mean that not in the biker's terms. I mean, like, really old lady. Let's see here. I think he's humping Beckinsale. I like that watermelon sugar song too. You can't help it, especially because
Olivia Wilde.
That's right. She's not that old. She's older than him by double.
Yeah. Let's see, how old is she?
A-Rod is.
And now he's going to Selma Hayek's house. He's got a He's got mommy issues. We say that about girls all the time. With, you know, the older mate, some daddy issues in her past.
She's 37,
and he's 24, 5. That's not terrible.
No, that's not.
Still,
why that's skip not over the mama 20s? Range?
He's 27.
So basically, what he's
that's
been
not too bad.
Years. Okay, that isn't too bad. Yeah. But bottom line is, you don't skip your 20s to bang 30s. That's gross. You stay in your age group when you're in your 20s, and your 20s are viable to you. Stay there. But he probably one deed his way through 20s to the point where he got bored with them, and now he wants an experienced lady.
Yeah, when you're in your 30s, then you go for the 20s.
Yeah, you let Jason Sudeikis break in your ball glove, and then you go play a game. Because that's exactly what happened there.
Zoe Kravitz is directing a movie that'll star Channing Tatum, and it's called Wussy Island. There's a movie that it has a message. It's about a young L.A. cocktail waitress named Frida who wants to get with a rich tech mogul named Slater King. She finally does get into his inner circle, and it ends up, it's on a private island, partying with beautiful people. But she soon learns there's something terrifying going on. Sounds like the Epstein situation.
A little bit.
Yeah.
She says it's an absolute thriller. It'll be pretty cool. And Channing Tatum is a great person that she's cast to do it. The earliest footage of Kiss performing without makeup was at Ace Frehley's wedding in 1976. Recovered 8mm film shows the band playing the recently released song Rock and Roll All Night. All right. Never knew that.
I don't care to ever see them. I wish you could erase more than just the makeup. Just get rid of them altogether on stage. Standalone. I want to say it. It's the worst show I've ever been to.
Still, you can check out their 10-year... final tour.
They're doing another final tour?
It's 10 years in running right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, they'll do another one.
Oh,
they're not
they're
done
out
yet, there. Even though they shouldn't have done the last one. They look terrible. They're so bad.
There you go.
Is this it? You found the video?
Yeah.
This is the earliest known footage of... Now, do they ever play a song? This sounds better than what I heard live.
Start playing for Christ's sake.
Don't. They'll play Kiss songs. It'll be a nightmare. Just keep tuning up. Yeah, that's pretty much what I heard. Yep, that sounds like a Kiss concert. Terrible. I'd have put myself in disguise, too. Anyway, God, I hate Kiss. Yuck. The Doors and Kiss, two most overrated things ever in rock history.
Jimmy Buffett is.
Buffett is just bad and popular. He was never highly rated as, like, anything. He's just a millionaire because drones went to him. The Doors have legacy status somehow. Yeah, over, just ridiculously bad.
311 or a Kiss concert?
Oh, God.
Well, oh. I've seen Kiss three times. I'm going to go 311.
Oh, go to see Kiss again. It'll be the worst show you've ever seen, but it's still not 311 song. I think I like the Kiss audience more than the 311 audience. Like the 311 audience. I just don't
it's
like being.
Great people watching.
Oh,
right?
100%. Nice, yeah.
I just don't like being in a room of people that wrong. And the whole crowd at 311 is just wrong. It's like being at a QAnon. You just know everybody in here is wrong. Everything you like is wrong.
And now I'm going to hit a button because we're going to go home. I'm going to rap all the way to my car. None of this stuff's rhyming. My friend likes to rap. Now he's rapping.
Gia.
Gia, Gia.
Oh, they're awful. Why do you bring these scenarios up? My first thought was like a
quandary.
Nice, like a warm bathtub in the Dollar Shave Club. That's all I was thinking about. So I'll just end it. It's 10:09. We're all done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Wednesday. Oh, by the way, here are the five winners.
Oh.
The finalists have just been handed to me. Congratulations to a movie name. This isn't a real human name. Brandon Throckmorton.
Wow.
You're a finalist to be Toledo's dad. Brian Spanky Spangler. Finalist. Fabian Chavez.
Another movie singer.
That is. Jesse Moraga. I'm going to put my wallet in my pocket. That's an awful lot of elote coming our way. And Solomon Martinez. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not bringing my wallet Friday. Chavez Moraga Martinez is the greatest law firm ever to get you out of accidents.
Don't worry about it. You don't even have to be.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, Chavez Moraga Martinez. They'll get you stem cells and out of your car accident problems. Spangler and Throckmorton, they just run the country club. There it is. All right, those are your five finalists for the Man Cave Upgrade. That's happening Friday. We'll see you guys Friday morning. In the meantime, we're done. Larry's coming up next. Have yourselves a fantastic Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow in the morning sickness. So long.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. ericsfamilybbq.com.